It is so sweet, isn't it? To feel as though the very air around you thickens with the presence of this group. As though we're just sinking back into a pool of liquid light. And it is, in a way, this morphic field that we create, just like a plasma field. It is dense with weaves of light and frequency and energy. Now breathe. Now breathe as though each breath were a recommitment to your mission. Oh boy, here we go. We're back on the mission. We are, actually. But we'll get to that. Breathe as though each breath were an unequivocal yes that comes from the depth of you, from the heart of you. Breathe as though every cell in your body, every tiny little being of consciousness in your body lights up with the possibility of breathing in and out, of radiating forth these light codes for one more day, one more breath on this planet. What a gift. Breathe as though it is the greatest joy to be able to fill your body with this life force energy. That every cell in the body, in the farthest reaches, as it were, of your body, can feel that momentum, that pulse, that rhythm, that fluid pulse of life and vitality that comes simply from the breath. Breathing in life force energy with every breath, drinking in the plasma and the cosmic waves that have come through the sun portals from Source. Breathe in the light codes that your cells might remember. Ah, yes. I am light. Hallelujah. There is no holding you back. There is no holding you down, as it were. You will always rise, because light always rises. Light always expands. Light always exerts and expresses its blazing suchness, no matter what. That is the very essence of light. And that the human aspect might get knocked around a little bit, you, that which is you, and that which is you beyond even a concept of you, that will rise. Always. Do not fear, do not despair, do not give up. So perhaps you can tell from the tone that this transmission is taking that the message for today is, it is time to regain, to reestablish a little more coherence now. Anchor. Solidify. Constellate. Constellate could mean creating that optimal pattern and then holding that. If we could look at these weekly transmissions and sort of look at them from a perspective, a broader perspective, and sort of look at them like a sine wave, as it were, a greater pattern and flow, we would see, we notice that there are times when it's as though we cut ourselves some slack and we say, it's all right. Fall apart a little, it's all right to be in the mess of it and the thick of it. And in those times, sweetheart, all that is needed right now, just notice. Or just keep going just a little bit more. Or just breathe. Yes? And then there are other times in that sine wave where the message is, right. Let's get back at it. Rise up. Level up. Pattern up. So if you can't feel it already, I'm going to tell you, that's kind of where we are now. So it's time to start to find an alignment, and it might just begin with you right now checking in. How is the spine? Is there much space between the tops of your hips and the bottom of your ribcage? Let the breath take care of that just a little. Make a little space. Straighten that spine. Begin. Pull that configuration together more now. Rise, align. Get clear. And it rather seems that sort of one week the transmission will say, all right, it's okay, we're in the mess of it, chill, relax, it's all right, do nothing. And then the next transmission will be, all right, let's go. And I think that this is largely because these energies that we are navigating through, and I'm not talking about the third dimensional matrix, the sort of hijacked, manufactured energies, but these higher frequency energies, they are not going to let up. These higher frequency waves, and of course on one level, this is wonderful, great, Yes, bring it on. Thank goodness it's helpful. It's supportive of the ascension process, of the enlightenment of this planet, meaning we are assisting the great beings of love and consciousness that are experiencing being this planet. We are not making this planet ascend. So ultimately, these energies that continue to rise in frequency and sometimes in the actual waves, so they take the form of actual quantifiable, if you will, waves, such as cosmic rays, gamma rays, and coronal mass ejections from the sun, and waves of charged particles and plasma and photonic light that hit the planet from the sun. And there's a photon belt we're moving through the planet. The solar system is moving through a photon belt as well. So there are lots of different qualities of what is essentially, we could say, source light assisting us. Hallelujah. Wonderful. But now we come down to the lived experience of that in human form on this planet that is transitioning from a third, fourth dimensional bandwidth into a fifth dimensional bandwidth. And we have the tremendous, what do we say, challenge, work, this tremendous challenge then of navigating through that, where it looks like our own personal stuff coming up, density, traumas, ancestral patterning, shadow. And the thing is, this is not going to stop. We're not going to get a break. This is the good news and the bad news, as it were. We will, sort of like what we have been doing, give ourselves the latitude to say, whoa, I just got really, really flattened by something here. And so I'm going to take just a little bit of time, step back, regroup. But then we have got to get good at getting back into alignment such as we can as soon as possible. We've spoken about this before, about there's less and less wiggle room. And it's true. We've got to stay up on this. Looking fearlessly at what is arising. Not denying it, not hiding from it. Telling the truth. Being honest, being vulnerable, hurting, feeling, whatever it is. Because again, we remember, you are an alchemical flame. Now, that does not describe, of course, the fullness of your greater soul field. The alchemical flame is more that aspect of your soul field that is anchoring here in the human form. The alchemical flame is very much a necessity of being in this ascension process on Earth right now in a human form. So the alchemical flame is not the fullness of who you are, but greater than your human aspect, you are an alchemical flame. Therefore, whatever arises from within that human level bandwidth, it is all very real, very valid. But as we said before, don't pitch your tent there. Don't hang out there. Move through it. And in the worst of it, observe and just know that you are that alchemical flame and you are a part of a much bigger pattern representative of groups such as this. Grids of light made up of countless numbers of light workers on the planet. So whatever it is that you're needing to be present with, to move through, to sink into, to go deep into from a human standpoint, you can just trust that what is coming up in you, through you, it is alchemizing. It is being transmuted by the higher light that you are. And there's so many beings of light that have your back, as you have mine, and I have yours, I promise you. So yeah, we had a bit of a wobble, didn't we? And it's time now, to whatever degree you are able, start to reconnect with your alignment, with your mission. Remember that passionate yes that arose from the very heart of you long, long ago, when the call went out from this little planet called Earth, the call for help. And yes, arose like a wave, like a flame. And you were drawn here by that yes, that loving, powerful, passionate yes. Reconnect to that. There is a second message for today also. And that comes from the body. That is weathering, shall we say, all of this. And the the body just, it's quite amazing, really. The body simply embodies whatever state of being you are in. And it, in time, especially if that state of being becomes protracted, it will begin to embody that state of being, i.e. the biochemistry will change and all of that. We know that. So here's the message from the body. No, I'm kidding. Just channeled the body there for a second. No, seriously though, here is the message from the body. The body wants to move differently than what you have been doing. It wants to move the way that, can I even use the word joy? Does that seem too far out of our reach at this point? The body wants to move the way that joy would move. The body wants to, if nothing else, move the way something that is like a child goes out to recess. Oh, maybe that's too spazzy, actually. But if you know what I mean, it has had to bear so much and perhaps be even in a contracted state. While these emotional waves, these denser emotional waves move through the body, there is a contraction to grief. There is a configuration in the nervous system to shock. And the body has no choice but to it is almost in the grip of that, in the throes of that. It's got no choice but to embody that. So the body is wanting a little recess. Body is wanting to move differently. Probably something that's going to feel flowing, undulating. So I think quite probably in this process that we are in collectively, that you are in, you're probably past the point of your processing of the emotional stuff and the intensity. You're probably past the point of saying like, oh, gee, I'm going to put on some death metal and beat my pillow. It's past that stage of moving the body. And it's probably more in the stage of, as I said, something that's going to feel sort of fluid and flowing and playful. It's more about, it's not so much about discharging intensity at this point anymore. It's about sort of allowing the body to begin to repattern, move smooth, soft. Energy flows and information streams through the nerve pathways. Are going to allow the body to recalibrate, to softly, smoothly realign. And it might just be something simple too, like if you normally run, just walk. Or, ooh, how about this? If you normally run and you're really hardcore about it and everything, skip. Skip. You get the idea. Body wants to move differently. Freely. breathe as though your breath is a recommitment. Breathe as though you can breathe more of the shimmering light suchness of you and your expanded aspects. As though you can breathe that into your body, because the body, remember, anchors your light signature on a nodal point of the earth. That is important, and that is very much by design. And the various dimensional iterations of Earth grids, they need that light. You are a part of that information system. You are a very important part of it. And that is the other reason why it's all right for us to get knocked for a bit of a loop, get a little incoherent, that's okay. But as soon as we are able, we've got to get back into alignment. You are an integral part of this massive field of light that is creating this incredible change for all life on this planet. It is a big mission. And you are here now, make no mistake, anchored in a body, because you are trained for this. You are equal to this task and so, so much more. So rise. Clarify, purify, align, breathe, and skip.